Make the business case is the retort often heard when talks of diversity and inclusion come up. What is basically being said is, convince me why the organization should want to hire women, people of color, etc. Certainly, from the global pool of 7.4 million people, we could find talent that can run and or ascend into leadership roles. The lack of diversity then defies logic. So today we want to move beyond what the business case for diversity is and talk about actual tools that in-house departments as well as outside firms can use to build diverse legal teams. And I have an amazing panel that I'm very thankful for you guys for being here today to help share what these tools are. So first, here on my right, I have John Trevino Jr. He's counsel at Manat Phelps and Phillips. His practice focuses on commercial litigation, privacy and data protection, and other cybersecurity issues. Before joining Manat, John worked for several years at an in-house privacy and compliance attorney in variety of industries. John has a very impressive background on D&I issues, and we can learn a lot from him today. He has served on the State Bar of Texas Board of Directors as the LGBT section chair on the Diversity in Profession Committee, as the chair of the Diversity and Inclusion Consortium, and as the program coordinator for the General Counsel Diversity Roundtable. He has also served as the director of the National LGBT Bar Foundation, as the director of the Dallas Hispanic Law Foundation, and a member of the Dallas Diversity Task Force.